Pardon my melody, but I've been sober too long. Pass me promethazine, I need someone to lean on. Swear not to trust again, that's just my innocence. I fall in love too much, that's just my innocence. I've been searching for words that concur with the fact I'm salty. But the worst is behind, I'll be fine as soon as I fall free.
Long all the days work, crashing the way too high that you can't surf. Trapped in the same curse, run till your legs burst. Fall on your face first, all in the day's work.
Cruising in their times, not a DM from my ex. Ask her what she really want. Never sleeping with a stress, but a friend that's long gone.
Okay, so that was All in a Day's Work by Pell and Brandon Deshay. We're going to be playing a lot of Pell today. That's kind of the theme of the show. And by a lot, I mean maybe like three songs with a lot of other stuff mixed in. All right, so I'm going to do a sound check on a couple mics right now. We got the blue mic and the white mic. So let's see. White mic, say something.
Yo.
Keep talking.
Hey. How's it going?
Stop talking like that.
All right, cool.
Say something. Good. Okay, that's better. And now, Solomon.
Howdy. Steve does not know how to talk on the radio.
Yeah, why would I?
Because, dude, you just talk. It's not a different
thing. All right, wait. Steve, go again.
Yeah.
But, like, say...
More than one word, Steve. Hey.
Say a sentence.
I'm a man of few words.
Say a sentence.
I just said a sentence there.
Okay, we're all good. We're all set. We're going to play our next song. I think all the sound should be around the same volume. Last time I listened back and some of the mics were a little lower than other mics. And that was on me because I wasn't really paying attention.
If only you had a switchboard.
I had something that told me exactly how loud everybody was.
If only.
You know, that would make my life easier. But alas, not the situation. So it is. Okay. Anyway, so we'll hop into our next song. Our next song's Rain by Azizi Gibson. I don't know that much about it, so I'm not going to give you a fun fact about it. We're just going to play it.
Sound like the cops. I dare you to say again. I'm something I'm not before your ass gets popped. inside of me is prehistoric.
Get off of my dick.
The gap between us is enormous.
You really ain't shit.
Got a problem with the law, we floor it.
The OG bitch.
It's prehistoric, metaphoric.
Suck my dick.
Sometimes I feel like I'm standing in rain.
Like I'm standing in rain.
And sometimes I can't even feel the pain. I dare you to say again that I need to stop. You sound like the cops. I dare you to say again I'm something I'm not before your ass gets popped. You should know. Hey, if you do, you should know. Hey, if you do, you should know. Sometimes I feel like I'm standing in rain.
Like I'm standing in rain.
And sometimes I can't even feel the pain. I dare you to say again that I need to stop. You sound like the cops. I dare you to say again I'm something I'm not before your ass gets popped. I dare you to say
alright, so that was Rain by ZZ Gibson. Pretty good song. So let's introduce whoever's listening to everybody who's here. I'm Ryan. I'm a senior from Lafayette College. And my spirit animal is the cougar. Zachary?
I'm Zach. If you call me Zachary, I think you're my stepmom yelling at me.
Zachary?
I am also a senior from Lafayette College, believe it or not. And Ryan asked the same spirit animal question last week, and I said,
"You need a new answer this time."
I can't have a new answer. I'm a tall.
Your life hasn't.
I'm tall and
changed drastically in the past week.
No, not really.
All right, fair enough.
Has yours?
No. Well, yeah, actually, it did.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was a lion last week, I think.
There's not much difference between the two.
Well, I think that a foolish person might say that. Yes.
Well, the foolish person is Steve. I'm also a senior at Lafayette College, and my spirit animal is
capybara.
No, it's a penguin. Penguins are dope.
Awkward, clumsy.
All right, yeah. We're gonna have Steve and Zach. We're gonna have Steve and Zach share a mic, because the white mic just does not work. All right, hopping into the next song. We're gonna have Rex
sure
Life
the white
Raj.
Mic doesn't work?
It does work,
are
but
sure
it doesn't
it's not just Steve.
It doesn't pick up very well.
Interesting.
It's not because you got really close to it and didn't change anything.
All right.
I'm a little new here, but we're getting through things. So we'll hop into our next songs. Rex Life Raj, with, how do we think we say this? Guapele?
Guapele?
G-O-A-P-E-L-E. Guapele is our guest. All right. Anywho.
And palm trees, the color of the moonlight on your mood ring. She said she missed the old me, who's the new me? She think about it all night and lose sleep. She don't wanna waste her time on something she can never change, yeah. And she don't wanna cry no more, think it's best we go our separate ways, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, right, fuck me. I need you more than you know, you can't leave. Real love, let it breathe, hey, and it'll be what it'll be. That freedom, love, freedom, love, I'll let you go. Freedom, love, I won't hold on. Stay away.
rising lately. I feel like we're running out of time. Maybe I'm holding on to something that was never mine. But when your love heart and hearts bleed, seems we always hold out for something. But baby, after everything, I stuck around. You told me hold on tight and you pulled me down. If the stars are
I need you more than you know, you can't leave. She told me if it's real love, let it breathe. And it'll be what it'll be. Yeah. Freedom, love, freedom, love, freedom, love, I'll let you go. Freedom, love, freedom, love, freedom, love, I won't hold on.
So that was Freedom Love by Rex Life Raj. And what do we settle on for the name? Guapele?
Yeah.
Guapele?
We think it's Guapele. I'm looking up an interview. I was looking at an interview. But
yeah, we got the phonetic spelling, but that confused us even more.
Upside down E's, I don't know how to pronounce
that. We don't speak phonetics here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Dude, we barely speak English.
Anyway. Steve, you're telling me about your razor and how you need a new one.
Really? I've been talking about this on air.
What else are we talking about?
I'd rather talk about my spirit animal.
So anyway.
All right. Well, so I have like a Neroso razor, and it's like,
maybe not use brand names. Let's not.
All right, fine. I have a razor. Get rid of it. All right. I have a razor, and it's supposed to be a wireless razor, but it doesn't work when it's like not plugged in. So I have to keep plugging it in and using it like that. So it's just like...
Interesting.
Yeah. So I need to get a new one. So I was trying to figure out...
It's a big hassle finding a good razor.
Yeah, because once you find one, you want to keep it.
Yeah.
I liked it, but...
I did the safety razor thing for a while with like actual razor blades and...
That's why I have to...
Great shave, but time consuming.
Yeah, that's also no razor burn, so... Or less razor burn.
Yeah. Trade-offs. Male beauty standards. What are you going to do about it?
Male beauty standards.
Anyway, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is The Porch with Ryan Alfonte, co-hosts Zach Solomon and Steve Catlett. DJ Steve, if you will. Anyway.
Okay, well, Scuba Steve, actually.
Scuba Steve.
It's all good.
DJ Scuba Steve. All right. So, as I mentioned fleetingly earlier, this is going to be a Pell focused. Pell is a artist who my little brother turned me on to during my first show 2 weeks ago. He was a recommended artist, and I kind of have been listening to him nonstop for the last 2 weeks. So, like, every other song is going to be a Pell song from now on out. Starting with this first one, Monday Morning.
Baby, when I am free, I suck on these, my bone appetite. England there, like I'm out of from Belize. Guess I'm added to the drop, cause I dropped that heat. Be not confused what this mean to me. New blood all perk, Royal Highness. Brad broad, no skirt, king of diamonds. Reaching for the crown, since I'm greedy and I'm cocky. Prince of my city, anointed by Poppy. Like father, like son, the payments I run.
till my kingdom come. Watch them all fill it till their ears go numb. Working late hours, shit sounds like fun. See, I'm spreading my rain. Monsoon, hurricane, saw my silver lining, but it's all gold, everything. To the game, shit, I owe nine wedding rings. Know what I deserve, so I'm never gonna settle in. Yeah, for a headpiece, these town bros be tempted. My mistress gon' miss me, cause rap love is risky. Ah, Starbucks pilot taking in the cafe. Coffee black, no sugar, ain't shit sweet. Break bread last supper, ain't shit free. Judas at my table, get the fuck from round me. Acting like we don't have problems. Ask Big Papa, they come with the dollars. Marketing myself, we don't need your help. Cause ain't no plate serve, had to feed ourselves. Feeling I ended up, the crown don't melt. Bury my fears, resurrecting my wealth.
Baby,
and now it
feels like Monday morning.
From police, staying remote, controlling the scene. Being myself is when I am free. Suck on these, my bon appetit. England, there, like I'm out of from police. Guess I'm added to the drought, cause I dropped that heat. Be not confused what this mean to me.
On my phone, I hear the world. Feel I should turn it off. I need time for some. I read alone.
Thinking, dreaming, scheming, bleeding, reading. All in the late night, feeling against type. Cause it's thorough, fuck a sound bite. Never the weak type. Pyrotechnics in my methods. Some days it's hectic, but that any ever present. Not regretting who I be. I handle all my B.I. Used to love a stalker. Follow more than B.I. Fishing for some ice. Wishing I could freeze time. Man, these women all kinds of pretty. And the dudes on their arms all kind of silly. JP in the house, so you know what's now. Complex context, bitch, you know my style. Freedom fighting, marching black, got Martins. Two cell phones, keep the money, keep calling. I'm just playing. The Android only for my girl. No connection for the second as I'm flowing to my world. Turn it off, I need time for self. I'm really alone, far from home. Feel I don't learn it all. Let me catch my breath.
Okay, so that was Monday Morning by Pell. There'll be a lot more from him later on. So we're going to do some PSAs real quick. I'm going to have Steve do a PSA, actually. Could you do this, this one, starting from where my thumb is, the one that's general?
Thanks, Ryan.
Topical.
All right. Well, get tested for hepatitis B. As many as 2.2 million Americans have chronic hepatitis B, a disease that can lead to serious liver problems, including liver cancer. The CDC recommends people at risk, including individuals born in Asia and Africa, get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor and get tested. It could save your lives. We're good.
Thanks, Stevie. All right, we'll do another quick one. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies.
I am so scared of hurricanes. I have never been within 100 miles of one, and I think I would actually just start crying if I had to live in a hurricane, had to deal with a hurricane.
Yeah,
I earthquakes, think... no problem. Fire, not being able to go outside because there's ash everywhere, no problem. Hurricanes, terrified.
I feel like you're diminishing some natural disasters there, but yeah, it's just water in general is super powerful. When I went to Ireland, we were in Dunleary, and they had this kind of it's just a random thing. It's a port type thing, and there's a place where you can walk over the ocean kind of, and they had a box and it was probably
a pier.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. And they had this box that was filled with water, and it was probably a meter by a meter cube. And it's if this thing hits you, moving the speed of a wave, it's 3 tons of force or something. And you're just what?
Water is so deceptively heavy.
Yeah, yeah, it's
But the thing is, I feel earthquakes...
Earthquakes are no big deal.
Oh, well, do you see the thing about dumping water on Notre Dame and why you shouldn't do that?
Really, why shouldn't we do that?
I watched a video and it was this is why you shouldn't dump water on Notre Dame, whatever. And it's they dumped some water on a car from 10 feet above it.
And
it just crushed the entire car.
Yeah.
Just absolutely crushed the whole thing. Yeah, we could pour water on the church, I guess. But maybe a last resort.
Yeah. No, luckily, I've avoided, any big earthquakes. I wasn't alive when the huge ones happened.
Zach lives in California.
I live in California. I'm cool. Please notice me. But, yeah, okay. I've been
I think that worked, man. I think that worked.
Yeah. I think so. A couple 4.0s, and you're just oh my god, the world's shaking, and then it's done, and you're all right, that was it.
Yeah, but the thing is, earthquake, there's literally no time to know about.
Yeah, no, you're just kind of screwed. But also, California has a bunch of things where buildings can't be made with bricks and stuff. You won't see brick buildings because the bricks are too immobile; it won't sway with the ground.
Torsional forces, crazy.
Engineering words right there.
Yes. When I was in California, I experienced a tremor, and I didn't know what it was. Yeah. I was completely scared. And then it stopped, and everything was fine. And I put it together. Anyways, into our next song. This next song is "Where Ideas Sing" by Saba and another person whose name I can't really pronounce that well. Daoud is what we're going with. D-A-O-U-D. Daoud.
Yeah, Daoud. This is right.
I feel comfortable saying that it's Daoud.
Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, I chill like a villain would with a downtown of in the hood. In the hoopie with the foot, the support as I made them listen. Our dream came true, premonition. Outside looking in like fishes. I see my city in the light that glistens. We on the move like auto tires, autopilot. No bull, this shit kind of fire. Inspired minds out of all this. Artists came together and they worked the hardest. Long days, I am living proof. I clean the hallways. Now I'm on the stage, not a middle school play. But remember school days, I was bumping food and liquor, listening to Lupe. I was running two shades. I was at the open mic, then was every Tuesday. Now we on the road because we were profusely. I seen like a renaissance, man, it been our time. Shout out everyone who brought it to the limelight. I remember when it started, yeah, the stars align. I remember sitting watching, I'm on the line. I remember we were parking on the blue line. I remember window shopping by the gray line. We let the ideas sing these new times. All up, two fingers up, peace sign.
Wherever you roam, know where the stars align. It's a red, it's a red. yo, they stay true to your heart like cardio, all that coolio, and then some. I've been here before, into the dough, when temperature drop in this cold, this is the goal. You know that Bojack came through on a horseman, that was bad boy, that beam beam when the sun out, city never sleeps, sun up, sun down, but somehow we still here getting dreams out, true to our roots, yeah, we seen the seeds sprout. I know urban creatives who earning the paper, but currently earning and they were turning the nation. I used to be looking at everybody and waiting for my time until I realized that I gotta make it. Community spaceship, we all are the stars, the next generation, keep pushing it forward. Young pioneers and my peers in the porch, we bringing it back home right where it started. I'm feeling bombarded by all of the love. I just bought a car, I was just riding the bus. Spoke out for my dream instead of biting my tongue. That's how I let my dad sing, but now it's your turn, your turn.
Okay, so that was Where Ideas Sing by Saban Dowd. We're going to do another quick PSA read by your very own Zach Solomon.
Ryan's real into hepatitis today.
It's an important topic.
It's an important topic. Three facts you should know about hepatitis C. One, hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer. Two, hepatitis C is not a part of routine blood work. Three, millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. This disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives.
Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you reading that. Steve, do you have hepatitis B or C?
Well, I should actually get my... Because it's not part of routine blood work, so I probably should get tested. You never know. Just...
You're such a brown noser. Actually listening to the PSA. I zoned out for the entire reading. Couldn't even tell you what it was.
Don't get it.
Don't get it.
There it is.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Pro tip, don't get hep. Word. How to live a happy and successful life.
Don't get chronic diseases.
Yeah.
That's usually a good idea.
Easy peasy.
But if avoidable, try and avoid it.
Yeah. Anyways, jumping into our next song. It's another Pell song, because that's the theme of the day, obviously. This is Fallback by Pell.
I'm tired of pretending. All for scroll down my timeline, see your history and damn time flies. Seems like yesterday you was the one that I liked. Had to read between the lines, girl. Some things better unsaid. Feel I'm better off dead. But later on, I'ma keep scrolling. Needing for some content. Still been here something. You playing God with all the filters. Don't know if I'm seeing clearer. Met you where the women shallow. Been a sucker for the swimming. 100K followers on Twitter. I've been at day one with you. Said you flew from Oklahoma. But your Gucci to your britches. Go figure. You popping from them clothes your daddy give you. Ah, shit. Guess it takes some work to be a vixen. Television, huh? I heard it's a hard road. But with those headshots, you got one foot forward. This toxic, this feeling can't be too dependent. I'm tired of pretending. All for back, all for back.
Okay, so that was Fallback by Pell. We're going to do a new weekly segment. It's going to become a staple of the show thanks to Steve's recommendation. This is Florida Man Weekly, where I'm going to read through. I'm on floridaman.com right now, and it's...
What's the tagline for it? What is it? Worst superhero or whatever?
Worst superhero ever, Florida Man. Clearly stemming from all the headlines being Florida man does something or other. So we're just going to read through some of these headlines that have happened over the past week since our last show. In no particular order. Florida man on meth attacks mattress, was looking for man hiding inside.
How'd you get arrested for that?
He was holding somebody against their will as well. They don't... I read that one, actually. Florida man pretending to be cop pulls over actual cop. That just sounds like a bad Simpsons episode.
Yeah. Or it sounds like an always Sunny episode.
Yeah, it does sound like an Always Sunny episode, actually, yeah. Florida man hides drugs in his butt crack. I mean, we've all been there. Florida man breaks into concession stand naked to steal hot dogs.
When you're hungry, you got the itis.
All right. Anyways, so that's Florida Man Weekly on the porch with Ryan Alafonso. That's a thing that we're doing now. Zach had this other really good idea, and I think we're gonna go with it just to give Steve 45 seconds of uninterrupted airtime with no prompt and see what he does with it. So this is Steve with This Week with Steve,
and the clock starts now.
Well, this week with Steve, we're going to cover one of my favorite subjects, soccer. So if you don't like sports or soccer in general, it's going to be a tough 45 seconds for you. But so this week, Arsenal, which is my favorite club, kind of ruined my week. They're trying to qualify for the Champions League, which is a continental European competition. And they were doing pretty terrible against Wolves. Which is another team in the English Premier League. But don't worry, it was all saved when Tottenham, which is their main rival, lost today. So I'm in a pretty good mood. Also, I know my 45 seconds are almost up, so...
Ryan, that's good, Steve. Okay, anyway, 45 seconds with Steve. All right, now back into the music. This is going to be Felly, who we played before. I've played with all these people before. Usual suspects. This is Pretty Girl by Felly.
Controlling my thoughts, controlling my troubled mind, all of my wants, all of my stubborn pride. every time you leave for me. You don't know what that means to me. You don't know what that means. I don't know what that. Every time you leave.
Okay, that was Pretty Girl by Felly. We were just in here talking about the Giants NFL draft, and
so bad.
I think it's a great pick.
You're wrong. Steve's a Giants fan.
Yeah. I have to hold out hope somehow, some way.
Dude, I'm waiting for them to be 0-16, like the whatever 0-9 Lions, whatever that was.
Yeah,
just literally can't win a game.
They'll win games.
It doesn't look good. Yo, I agree.
Saquon Barkley is going to be swole with the entire weight of the team on his shoulders.
Yeah, actually. I just hope he doesn't get hurt. I love Saquon.
Gets hurt game three. Giants have
if Saquon gets hurt, they might not win a game. I don't know what they're doing.
Also, getting rid of Odell Beckham. Like, you don't have a receiver that can catch a ball if you throw terribly. So it's definitely going to be an interesting season for the Giants offense. Let alone their offensive line, which has never protected Eli Manning either. So it's definitely going to be a year where it's going to be a year to forget, definitely.
Yeah, as an Eagles fan, though, I don't mind it one bit. Perfectly fine.
Well, yeah, when you have the Giants messing up, the Redskins can't run an organization, and then...
But didn't the Redskins get Haskins? So
you also had the Redskins also got Robert Griffin III or whatever a couple years ago. It was supposed to be
hurt. I mean,
yeah, but
he was pretty good.
I'm just saying the Redskins don't have a great track record with quarterbacks lately.
It's just hard to be a rushing quarterback in the league.
It's interesting. I think Stephen Smith. No, that's not his name. Is that his name?
Who? Which one?
The
wide receiver?
No, the broadcaster.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith, that's what it is. I only ever hear Stephen A. Smith, yeah. He made a comment about how it was, there's never been a black quarterback in New York, except for Geno Smith made one start for the Jets or something.
He made more than one start.
Maybe he was talking about the Giants, actually.
Yeah,
I can't remember any.
I don't think that really played a role. I think they just made a bad draft pick.
I don't think that's... But it definitely is kind of interesting when you think about, there's no... Because you go back to, Phil Simms, then you have Eli Manning and people like that. It's just, very...
Eli Manning.
He's apparently a genius. His IQ is apparently, 110 or something.
He better be. Smart. Have you seen his body? He better have some positive attribute.
The thing is, he's just you have those pictures of him on the sidelines, and he just looks like a lost puppy sometimes.
The fact that Eli Manning has two Super Bowl rings, that's accurate, right? He has two Super Bowl rings?
Yeah, he has two, both against the...
Really just proves that anything's possible, for anybody, no matter how bad you are or something, anything is possible.
He really should have only had one, because if he didn't have the one... catch against the helmet, that game was over. And then both times they made it into the playoffs through the wild card. So, not a great, season either. So, he's definitely a lucky man.
Another interesting football news, Josh Rosen got traded to the Dolphins today.
I saw
which
that.
Which I only care about because, one, he went to UCLA. Go Bruins. Two, I played...
Awful plug. Terrible plug.
I played basketball with Josh Rosen when I was, 10 years old.
Interesting.
Before he, they realized that he's actually, a good athlete and doesn't need to be putzing around with us schmucks. So he went, and then he went to, the special, sports school away from us. But I did play against him, and my dad remembers that he was significantly better than I was, surprising absolutely nobody.
I was about to say.
What's that? The professional athlete was better than you at sports at a young age?
What? The professional better than the guy who literally, can't walk upstairs right now?
That's definitely, a newsflash on CNN right now.
Yeah. Josh Rosen, superior athlete to Zach Solomon. From California. Alright, we'll hop into another song. This song is another Pell song. We're doing every other, but that's about to end. This is the last Pell song we're going to play. This is 11-11.
Is the theme of the show Pell?
I couldn't tell.
Yes. Oh, I feel like I made that clear.
Yeah. You haven't talked about that much.
Have I not?
That would clarify. No.
Well, not really. Well, I like to play. Normally, I like to play only each artist once, but yeah, this will be like our fourth Pell song, so I felt like I needed to explain what was happening.
Do you have like a deal with them or something like that?
Who, we're about to play music on the show. Just play the song.
Anywho, this is 11:11 by Pell off of Floating While Dreaming.
Grinding that currency coming, I'm sexing the money. I'm shining, I'm certainly stunning. The bros call me cunning. I know they don't know me, but after my show and they tell me it's nothing. Tomorrow ain't promised, I live my life honest with no interruptions. Fuck repercussions, I'm living and learning. Working and earning and sharing my sermon. And brothers feel threatened, but that don't concern me. I'm way too high up for the verse to deter me. Fuck repercussions, I'm living and learning. New Orleans dreaming while sipping on bourbon. It's tasty, but don't abuse it. You heard me, wish I could go back, but the future look perfect. Wasting the weight of my passion. Youngin was born with the heart of a lion, but spit with the flow of a dragon. I'm acting, I wonder how all of this happened. My friends are as scarce as my cashes. Old girls will call us and ask how we doing. I'm worried they just trying to cash in. I'm saying I act like I'm back from the grave. I know my relationship dead. A boss gotta pay the cost, but I heard that a boss never take a loss. So I'ma just drink it off. Fuck that, I would not drink it off. I said something different, cause I don't like mixing. I'm buzzing while buzzing, I tell them it's nothing, my G.
Alright, so that was 11:11 by Pell. Yeah. What do we want to talk about? I feel like we should talk about something.
That's not bad.
This is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. You're listening to The Porch with Ryan Elefante in the studio with Zach Solomon and DJ Scuba Steve. Tune in on WJRH.org or just tune your radio to 104.9, or call in on the phone, 610-330-5316. That's a weird way to read a phone number. Anyway, what do y'all want to talk about?
I'm out of stuff.
You're out of stuff. We have so much time to kill. I know. I'm going to be here till 10 at night, so we might as well.
Oh, wow.
Get some talking points. That's a joke. We're not going to be here much longer. We're probably going to play. We'll play two more songs.
Probably everybody listening is happy about that.
Yeah, they're like, I'll get him off. bring back Robo DJ. That guy plays good music. DJ Robo. Enough this Ryan guy.
However, DJ Scuba Steve, he sounds pretty good.
Yeah, DJ Scuba Steve. Yeah. I want to hear what he's got.
Yeah, he should get his own show.
Nah, DJ Scuba Steve just plays Old Town Road on loop. Not even the remix. Not even the remix. The original.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you got to stick to your roots. Go to the original.
Yeah. The SDE original. Anyways, hopping into our second to last song, penultimate song.
Ooh. SAT word.
Yeah, well, it's because I wanted to say it last week and I didn't know the word.
So you checked, looked it up.
No, someone told me it. I forget who it was. Anyway. All right, so this is For Willem by Celebrate or Collaborate.
I'm gonna guess it's Celebrate.
I would also guess Celebrate. I feel like I should know the names of the people whose music I'm playing.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Do your research, my man.
Yeah, where's these fun facts?
Anywho.
Yeah,
album cover is him laying in bed on his phone.
Can you make up a fun fact about the song, please?
Yes, this song was originally a thought experiment between Aretha Franklin and Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
But it kind of just fell through the cracks to Celebrate. So this is For Willem.
I'm not in the back of that hearse and shit. But honestly, society got me fucked up. I look at everything and in my head I scream, what the fuck? How the fuck am I supposed to not go insane? These kids love their Twitter handle more than their last name. They wanna hop inside that coupe and drive up in that fast lane. But they ain't never cut a yard or even cut their own main. Whoops, I think I'm in my mind again. I'm smoking, man, I'm trying to find my way. The block is hot, I call it Lil Wayne. Cause nowadays, man, it just ain't the same. Hey, you can lose your life on the block there, or get trapped and raise your baby on welfare, or work a retail job, escape hell for a while and contemplate how this is your life now. Or you can boss up and chase them dollars, fix your family, escape your problems. Yeah, that's the kind of shit I'm on. Fuck your opinions, bitch, I'm grown. Look, sun don't shine every day. Money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. Yeah. I said the sun don't shine every day. Yeah. Money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. Yeah. I brought the heater for my people at the steeple, smoking weed and playing FIFA on their college campuses, losing sleep and barely eating. They gon' hit your phone and tell you that you need to open up your YouTube, you gotta see this new dude. He edify my soul like a nigga got some new shoes. He tell me shit like, they don't run the world, you do. So make sure everybody in your circle running with you. Your life is like a car, it'll do whatever you choose. Can't nobody make you do shit, this ain't voodoo. Let me show you how to operate in this new school. Never let a nigga try to violate or use you. And keep a dark side for these hoes like Dooku. I lost a friend last year, I'm in a new mood. Staying in my room and never talking to you new dudes. Weird as fuck, homie, I don't wanna know what you do. I ain't talk to my dad in a minute. I'm trying to stay cool in the bed where niggas hate if they don't ever make it out. Maybe that's why this shit's so hard and no one ever makes it out. Maybe that's why my favorite rapper dropped an album that was classic, but it didn't get blasted cause it lacked more slaps than I dropped. Shit changed, new sound, new wave. I was like AI, I wouldn't change the whole game. Never once did they give credit to the sport they now play. And now I lay in my room with this joint every day. I'm just asking for minimal stress and peace in my mental. I'm blessed, but knowing I'm living with less than that is the issue. In fact, I'll grab you some tissue and tell you stories you wish you had never heard or had witnessed. You would never want to have lived with, like when they pulled out a pistol and pointed it at my friend. No explanation for it, they just pulled the trigger on him. And word got back to friends, and Nick got back to his mama. The thought of seeing her crying could probably give you back karma. The thought of being a victim, my best friend got a daughter. If something happened to him, she gon' face a life with no father. This shit is really real, like really, really, really fucking real for me. I put in all this fucking work, still there ain't no deal for me. It's a possibility that if I don't blow lyrically, they'll pull me over, ask me for my name, and end up killing me. I know this shit is new to you, but for me it's like a trilogy that's throwing off my energy. So I just turn to the beat, thankful that it ain't the street. Keep my feelings on discreet, mobbing through this industry, never changing who I am and chasing who I'm finna be. Doom like the Kennedys, hated like a killer bee, fighting all that bullshit, a lion heart got in to me. I got love for everyone, but yet I still got enemies. Said the sun don't shine every day, the money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say. I know I fucked up on that verse, believe it. I said the sun don't shine every day, the money don't last when you broke. I don't believe in everything they say.
Okay, that was For Willem by Celebrate.
By Pell?
That's not by Pell, no. Oh, do you know this is the Pell Show? Anyway, alright, so we have our final song coming on next. Gonna be Proud of You by Earth Gang and Young Thug. A little bit about Earth Gang. It's a group, it's also a label. The group's a two-person group, but the label, I don't know if he's still signed to it or not, but JID, or J-I-D, was or might still be signed to the Earth Gang label. And then he like very much blew up and has gained Earth Gang some notoriety as well, interestingly enough. You can kind of hear the stylistic similarity between Earth Gang and JID. We'll see if you can hear it in this coming song. This is Proud of You, featuring Young Thug by Earth Gang.
From the heart this time, yeah. All of these dreams that you done made true, all of these things that you done gave to, call on me, I'll carry you. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do. Lying tight with bears and all of these dreams, they could never come between you. I'm proud of you.
Tell me.
but keep it clean in case I see you. She said, tell me how you blazing, but you never ride, ride. Got all your friends out, it's really cool. And I can tell you all the time. Wake up, baby, wake up, don't sleep on me. Even though my cake up, I got cadence and real nice tea. I want you. I get for rushes, but you know I'm proud of you. Yeah.
Keepers, proud of you, I study you, I do the research.
Proud of you, proud of you, proud of you, proud of you, yo. Proud of you, I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. Ooh. You, baby, yeah. You, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was Proud of You by Earth Gang and Young Thug. We're going to be popping on the Robo DJ. I know it's what y'all wanted anyway. So thanks for listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And thanks for listening to The Porch with Ryan Alfonte and Zach Solomon and DJ Scuba Steve, of course. Yeah. Yeah, yeet.